Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Acts 16, verses 25 and 26 is our passage today. Here's what it says. After midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bonds were unfastened. Let's think about what's going on here. So, by all accounts, it had been a really bad day. Paul and Silas had been attacked by an angry crowd. The city official had them stripped and beaten. Then they were severely flogged and thrown into the inner cell. That cell used for security and torture. But around midnight, they started a prayer and praise service. Don't forget their condition. They had been flogged, but they were praying through their pain. They were in stocks, yet they sang. These men needing rest raised their voices in praise, and then God delivered them by an earthquake. No doubt some of you are hearing these words today with a heavy heart. Circumstances have beaten you down. You feel imprisoned by things beyond your control. Another person has delivered an emotional blow, and you feel your hands are tied. Not easy to sing in the darkness of your inner cell, but I encourage you to try. Pray through the pain that holds down your heart. Sing in spite of chains that are holding you back. I can't promise deliverance from your situation, but I can promise freedom within your situation. God will work in His way and in His time, but for now, pour out your heart in prayer and sing a hymn of praise to the God who is always worthy. Father, I feel defeated. I feel pain and hurt because of this situation. Just share that situation with God. I don't feel like praying, and I sure don't feel like singing. But right now, I'm going to pour my heart out to you. So just let God know all that's on your heart. And I'm going to sing my favorite song of praise. Go ahead. Sing it from the bottom of your heart. And God, I'm going to wait for you and for your timing. In Jesus' name, amen.